USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. A federal judge has ruled that the Trump administration must accept new DACA applications. That's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program that protects some young immigrants from deportation. A U.S. district judge invalidated a memo from Department of Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf suspending new applications and reducing renewals from 2 years to one. There are about 650,000 people enrolled in the program. Friday was the deadline for states to place orders for the first coronavirus vaccines from Pfizer and Moderna. Vice President Mike Pence met with the CDC in Atlanta and says we're in a challenging time in the course of the pandemic.
But we're also in a season of hope to be as we are, maybe just a week and a half away from what will be the likely approval of the first coronavirus vaccine.
The FDA meets December 17th to consider granting emergency use authorization. USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
The days of bringing service animals on planes, well, it's a bit more complicated. From the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau, here's Tim Berg.
The aviation industry is cheering a rule on airplanes that bans emotional support animals like birds, cats, and miniature horses. Paul Hartshorn with the Association of Professional Flight Attendants says for years they've been dealing with unruly pets.
Untrained, sometimes wild animals in the aircraft cabin because of these false certifications that passengers have been able to obtain.
Courtesy of WOAI-TV in San Antonio, Texas. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The UPS is having a hard time keeping up with holiday packages, and so they are limiting the number that they can deliver from six retailers, including Nike and Macy's. Macy's has added curbside service in order to facilitate package delivery. They hope that there are no delays. However, they are urging everyone to get their shopping done early. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump wants to withdraw U.S. troops from another country, the Pentagon announcing that he has ordered the majority of personnel and assets out of Somalia by early next year. There are roughly 700 troops serving in the African nation, but the Defense Department noted it doesn't change U.S. policy. U.S. Africa Command also argued it isn't a withdrawal, but a reposition to continue efforts in East Africa. Time magazine has named a 15-year-old Colorado scientist and inventor as 2020 Kid of the Year. Val Dior has more from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau.
Gitanjali Rao was selected out of a field of more than 5,000 U.S.-based nominees. While Time has selected a person of the year for 92 years, it's the first time they've named a Kid of the Year. Gitanjali's list of achievements is inspiring. The Denver teen is working on finding an easy way to use technology to help detect contaminants like parasites in water. She's working on a product that could help diagnose opioid addiction at an early age. And Kindly is her anti-cyberbullying invention. It's an app and Google Chrome extension that uses AI technology to be able to detect cyberbullying at an early age. She's mentored 30,000 students and also runs innovation workshops around the world for other kids interested in science, technology, engineering, and math.
There were four other Kid of the Year finalists, all who made a positive impact in their communities, from growing food for those in crisis to designing better toys for kids with disabilities and starting new conversations about racial justice. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.